Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Hope you're having an awesome start to your Wednesday. We've been talking a lot about kickers. Let's bring in a punter. Brett Kern is on the line with us. Former Titans punter, longtime Titans punter. Brett, what's up? How are you, man?
What's going on? You think people are going to change the dial that we're still going to be talking about kickers after this segment?
No, I mean, dude, people want to talk about kickers because, I mean, you've kind of
right in my alley.
I know, and yep. you've lived this, you know, for the last few years with the Titans because, I mean, for so long it was, you know, they got here and it was Del Greco, and then it was Joe Nedney, and then you get to Baronis, and then Suckup. I mean, you had stability at the kicking and the punting position with Craig Hendrick and then yourself, and then they haven't quite been able to figure it out the last few years. So before we get into some of that, I don't know how well you know Nick Folk, but he's been in the league longer. I mean, I guess longer than you. 07 is when he started with the Dallas Cowboys. So what do you know about him and what he can bring to the Titans?
Yeah, Nick was he was a year before me. You know, I remember because preseason when I was in Denver my rookie year, we practiced against the Cowboys, and he was there his second year. And I mean, Nick's a great guy. I mean, he's in the league, you know, this long for a reason. Obviously, he's proven himself over the years, and accuracy wise, and especially too, you know, what's been impressive is, you know, probably the last 3 years, you know, ever since Steven, you know, Gostkowski left New England, they've obviously needed somebody, and he's gone up there and done a great job. You know, anytime you're going over 90% in New England in that stadium, which is not a very friendly stadium to kick in for kickers or punters, you know, when you're going 92%, you know, the last 2 years and 86.5% last year, you know, that's pretty impressive. So I think it'll be good, too, to get a veteran in there. You know, when you bring somebody in like a veteran, a lot of guys, you know, respect that. Anytime you play in the league a long time, there's a reason why. And so guys respect that, you know, kind of no matter what position you play. So he'll be good. He'll be good for Stoney, too. And obviously to have Morgan, you know, who I think is, you know, the best snapper in the league and for sure the most accurate. You know, it should be a good combination for him.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned that part of Stoney holding and Morgan as the long snapper. I mean, I refer to that as the battery because you went through that. You had to hold. So what is the adjustment process of when you go through so many kickers, you know, from your point of view of learning how a guy likes you to hold the ball, getting all the timing down, because that's something that they're going to have to work on here in the next few weeks before the kickoff against the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, when I got here with Rob, Rob was extremely detailed. You know, coming from Denver, I was with Prater, Matt Prater, who's obviously still playing out with Arizona. But Rob was, his details were unbelievable. And so from anything from a right to left wind, he wanted it held a certain way, left to right wind, into the wind, with the wind, even a certain distance. Maybe that he wanted the tilt maybe a little bit back to get a little more height. It was a lot. And so for me, you know, my second year into that, it was kind of overwhelming, but working with him taught me a lot. As it's not just, you're not just catching the snap, you're putting it down. And you know, you hope you hit the spot and you hope the kicker makes it right. There's just so much more to that. And I was able to carry that over when Ryan came. Ryan's also a very, very detailed person to the point where, you know, he's out there practicing and we have a tape measurer and he's measuring his steps back and steps over left hash, right hash, angles of those kicks and just doing them over and over again. But those two guys, if you were to go tell them, hey man, it's 50 yards out, you know, we're having fun at practice, go put it off the left upright, both of them could do it, right? And so accuracy for them was a premium. And so there's little things, you know, when you're holding little details that, you know, Stoney's that he's learning. I was trying to, you know, help him out a little bit last year and, you know, to have a guy like Morgan who's, you know, laces are at 12 o'clock pretty much every single time, that also helps a lot too. And so there's definitely some adjustment. I know going through two guys in camp, you know, you got Badgley coming in real quick. I know how he likes it. He's just straight up and down, right? And then now you got Nick Folk coming in and just learning, hey, how do you like it? What are the details you like? And then just repping it.
Former Titans punter Brett Kern is here with us. And so I go back to when Steven Gostkowski, who you mentioned earlier, was with the Patriots for a long time. he comes in, he doesn't have training camp, you know, is just kind of thrown into the fire, and there were some adjustments, some struggles early on. So do you, you know, now folks going through that with the Titans, how much did that hurt Steven to not get that extra time, you know, to get those reps with you and you know, the Bo at the time as the long snapper? And do you think Nick might have to go through somewhat of an adjustment because of that too?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Steven was, I think people forget, is that he went on IR the year before. I think he only kicked, you know, until week four, and he had a pretty major surgery on his hip. And so he was out that whole time. And I mean, that's a lot. Anytime. I mean, I remember I, you know, the 2017 season, I kicked half the year with a sports hernia with a torn ab muscle. Right.
Yeah.
And I got surgery right after the Pro Bowl, and it took me a good, it probably wasn't until about halfway through the 2018 season where I felt like, all right, the scar tissue has subsided. I actually feel like I can go punt how I'm used to punting without it, you know, hurting per se. Right. And so for Steven, he's coming off of surgery, all of that in the off season, he's kind of kicking on his own, but you know, to come in with no preseason, no training camp, nothing like that was, you know, extremely difficult. And I remember having conversations with about him, like, this is, this is a lot harder than I thought it would be. Right. Cause you need that rhythm, you need that rapport, and to try to figure it out during the season isn't necessarily the easiest thing to do. But, you know, Nick's been kicking, obviously going through the whole offseason program with the Patriots, and then having the three preseason games, you know, so I think he'll be a little bit ahead of the curve than what Steven was.
So a lot of times, you know, in a situation like this, and we had it happen, people would text and be like, why can't Stonehouse just kick? Because, you know, you could save a roster spot. So will you help explain the biggest difference, you know, that you go through as a punter and then a place kicker, and why you don't really, I know maybe in the back in the day you did, but you don't really see that anymore of guys doing both?
Yeah, it's honestly, even though you're kicking a football, it's two totally different motions. You're using two different muscle groups. I mean, if you were to see kickers, what their injury report looks like compared to punters is different. You know, kickers, you know, using more of their quad, right? I never had to deal with my quad at all while punting, but I had to deal with back issues. And so, but kickers usually don't. Kickers usually get calf muscles that are tight. Punters don't. Punters have to deal more with their plant knee, right? And so it's almost like saying, you know, with swimming, right? Well, you're in the pool, right? Just go swim. But, well, the breaststroke is totally different than the backstroke. So why couldn't Michael Phelps win gold medal in everything? Well, he probably could do everything well. Obviously, he won a ton of medals in the events that he did. But for him to go do the breaststroke, per se, and go try to win a gold medal, well, he could do it. He could probably have a good time, but he's not going to be the best, right? I'm sure you have plenty of punters that can kick, and you have kickers that can punt, but they're not going to be the best at it because it's such a specialized thing that the best kickers in the world are great at what they do, and the best punters in the world are great at what they do. Could they go kick a field goal if they have to? Absolutely. I mean, Jake Elliott, when I was in Philly last year, you know, when Sipos got hurt, he went out and punted and averaged 40 yards. Well, that's great, but is that sustainable? Probably not, right? So you look at guys like McAfee and, you know, a punter that kicks off, right? Kicking off is obviously the kicking motion, but those guys, those careers were cut short because they couldn't handle the load of punting and doing the kicking. And so I try to tell a lot of young guys, I was having conversations when I was playing with, you know, Logan Cook down in Jacksonville, like, hey man, like, you're a great punter, don't kick off, it'll cut your career short. I haven't seen anybody, as long as I've played, I didn't see anybody make it over 10 years that was able to punt and kick off, just because it's so hard on your body, both those motions on your lower body. It's tough to do, and it's two different motions. So
that's interesting, because that was where I was going to go with this next. And you had 9 kickoffs, I guess, in your career, according to Pro Football Reference. But what the Titans may do in that sense, because, you know, Folk has kind of averaged the last few years of putting it at the 5 or the 6, not into the end zone. But you would recommend, if you're giving advice to Ryan Stonehouse, don't kick off, just let them figure it out with Nick Folk.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've already texted Stoney that. Don't you even think about it. So Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, my nine kickoffs actually were punts after safeties, which those are terrible. But that's probably the least favorite part of punting. but I know in New England, Nick Folk, you know, up there with Coach Belichick, that's their strategy. That's, hey, let's try to put it between the five and the goal line. When you got guys like Slater running down there and you have your speed guys at the five and the fours, like they go down and they hunt and they want to make it uncomfortable for you returning kicks. They just, you know, some teams are just, hey, you know what, let's just boot it through the end zone, touchback, get it to 25, let's roll, right? Same thing with, you know, maybe catching punts. It's, hey, fair catch it or catch it, don't turn it over so our offense can get the ball back and let's go. Don't even worry about trying to get a big play 10, 15, 20 yards. There's just different strategies with special teams. And I know up in New England, it was, whether it was Jake Bailey when he was kicking off or Nick when he had to, it's, you know, hey, let's try to get this thing 4-1, 4-2 hang right down to the five goal line, and let's make them have to return it from the corner, which is extremely difficult to do all the time. So
what is the adjustment, you know, going to punting now, which you made a career of? What is the adjustment from a guy like you that, you know, if depending on where you're kicking from, they say, hey, put it out between the 5 and the 10 or whatever, and you could do that. You could basically put the ball wherever you wanted. And then Stonehouse has the rocket leg, and, you know, he's working on kind of his accuracy, but you're two different guys. So what changes with the actual coverage on punt team based on the kind of punter that you have?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, you know, what you feel more comfortable with coverage, right? And so, at least for me, you know, when I came out, it was, you had to be directional. It was Devin Hester, Darren Sproles. I mean, at one point, Kansas City was putting McCluster and Arenas back there, two punt returners that alone, one by themselves, would keep you up at night, right? And so, you had a directional punt, and you know, you wanted that ball towards the sidelines to really allow your coverage to just go over there. And try to put as many bodies as you can over to the sidelines so that really guys didn't have anywhere to move, right? And so, you know, when you got guys coming out of college that are just, you know, catch it and bang it, and their legs are, I mean, they're unbelievable. I mean, watching Stonehouse punt, it's like, gosh, I don't even know what it feels like to hit a ball like that, right? but coverage is, hey, let's everybody get out. Let's get into our lanes. And you're almost kind of treating it more like a kickoff, right? And so, it's just two different styles. And, you know, right now, I feel like the error or the time of punting is, hey, just go down there. Let's bang it. Let's hit it 55, 60. Let's go cover it. You know, let's try to net 45 out of it. And, you know, we'll call it a day, right? And so it's the same thing, you know, like linebackers, right? Well, the size and the speed of linebackers is changing compared to when I first got in the league. It was Brian Olacker, right? These bigger body to go stop the run. And now it's, hey, we need linebackers that can cover, right? Who can cover Tajay Spears coming out of the backfield? That is not easy to do, right? So we're just kind of in the era now where it's, hey, let's go rip it. Let's go cover it. And let's try to flip field position that way.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. You know, coaches get a lot of flack, whether it's right or it's wrong, but you worked with Craig Aukerman for a long time. So what was your relationship like with him, and what does he bring as a special teams coach for the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, our relationship was great. I mean, you know, his first year here was, you know, the first year I made a Pro Bowl. And then we strung three in a row together, which was really cool to experience together. But he also let me just kind of do my thing, right? And so he allowed me to, you know, hey, in warmups, what are you feeling? You want to go left? You want to go right? You dictate what you want to do. I'll tell the guys and let's go roll, right? And so for me, that gave me a lot of confidence to go out there and do my job the best that I can, where I know sometimes you get a lot of young kids that are coming in from college and the special teams coordinator wants to fit them into their mold, right? And so it becomes difficult in a sense of, hey, I know in college you had your steps like this kicking wise, or maybe you held the ball, you know, punting wise like this. Let's kind of change some things up. And honestly, most of the time that doesn't work, right? And so, you know, we had a great relationship, and as far as just kind of letting me, you know, kind of do my own thing, and, you know, was a great encourager, it's just the relationship worked. So I think, you know, with him, it's just trying to figure out now that they got, you know, Nick Folk, a veteran in there, he doesn't have to necessarily worry about, you know, his kicker and punter or anything like that, or a snapper. Like, I think as a coordinator and probably as a head coach, like, those are probably the last three people you want to have to worry about, right? I want to go out there. I want to scheme. How can we best do our kickoff coverage, right? What works on our kickoff? You know, punt rushes, like scheming up punt rushes, right? And so he's very good at that. And so I think by allowing Nick to come in and have some veteran presence, that'll allow him to kind of focus on some other things and not have to worry about the specialists.
But before we let you go, obviously you are officially retired now, and the Titans gave you that honor with the press conference and giving you your jersey and everything. So what is, and I know last year you went through training camp and then joined the Eagles halfway through the season for their run to the Super Bowl. But what's it like, and what do you expect it to be like week one when you know that you're done punting in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. You know, this morning I was up at 4:30 going to play some basketball, and was up at 4:30 yesterday morning going to play some pickleball. So, I'm actually burning more calories than I ever played. So, it's been great just being able to be around my family a lot more, and, to experience being able to coach my kids and being able to be there for everything, and, taking them to school and picking them up, and just things that, you know, I've missed throughout the years with playing football. And so that's been a huge blessing, just to have that. And, you know, I think, you know, I tell people, like, it'll be weird, just because, like, even when I watched the Bears, preseason game with the Titans, I had a little panic attack because I felt like I missed a flight. Like, why am I not there? Right. And so there's been some things, and I've talked to some guys that are retired, and they said they've kind of gone through the same thing, just because your body, you know, for the last 15 years, I've been used to a calendar and a rhythm. And so it's different. But from the standpoint of missing it, I mean, I felt like I've poured out everything that I could for football, you know, over the last 15 years, as far as punting and you know, the tank per se is empty, right? I got nothing left to give football wise, just body and mentally and physically. And so it'll be awesome to watch games this year with no stress and everything like that. And so I'm looking forward to watching the games this year and seeing how the Titans do.
Well, do you expect to go to some games and just be a fan?
Yeah, I mean, I went to the preseason game. I took my 11-year-old daughter. I just did a little a thing for Pinnacle Bank before the game. And so I was like, you know what? I don't know if she's ever been on the field before a game. And so I figured, why not try to get some passes and get down there and see some guys. And it was great to, you know, see KB and Coach Dean Pease was there. So we got to catch up a little bit, and, you know, she got to go down to the field. And, you know, she asked me if Coach Vrabel was the guy that played Maverick, right? And so she saw the Aviators and was really kind of confused/excited. But I was like, no, bet. I mean, bet that's Coach Vrabel. She's like, oh, okay. Well, did he play Maverick? No, that's Tom Cruise, right? So but it was a good time, good experience for her. And we stayed for, you know, just a little bit, and then we headed home. But, you know, I plan on going to some games this year just to support the guys. And, you know, I still have some really good buddies that are on the team and really pulling for them.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks so much for doing this today in the Insight, and we will definitely have you on again soon. But I know you'll probably hit the golf course soon as well, so hit them straight, and thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it. Tee times in about 50 minutes, so nice. This is good timing. So y'all have a great rest of the day.
Perfect. Thanks, Brett.
See ya.
Brett Kern, longtime Titans punter, joining us here on the show. A lot of good stuff there. We'll react to that. Good info too on how kicking works in the NFL. That's next. Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.